with Turner and Fort. Now they relax it a little bit. Chase Porter at the top left. Now they come out again on that pressure. Hey, Porter and Spencer just playing catch, looping the ball back and forth from top right to top left. Spencer has it now to Porter on the left side. Porter steps inside the three-point line on the dribble. Back over to Spencer at the top right. Elliott County now being pretty deliberate.
Looks like now they're switching to man-to-man.
Yeah, Turner coming out to take Spencer. Spencer on the dribble, working on Turner, drives into the lane, stops, head and shoulder fake, and he's called for a travel.
I like that defensive call that time by Coach Gaither. Just that little kind of 1-3-1, just making them pass the ball over and over. Every penetration, which is what Elliott County's tried to do, effectively results in a double team. So they're not driving. Get the, well, not that the shot clock, but wear them down a little bit and then switch to man-to-man.
There's the inbound pass to Fort for Collins as they get possession for the first time here in the fourth quarter. Dominic Turner, right side of the lane, nearly walked. Got it over to Fort, left side, and back out front to McKnight. If this margin holds, it'll certainly be the closest game we've had in the tournament so far. They've all been double-digit victories. The closest game was Scott's 77-65 win over Harlan County last night. McKnight to the left baseline, skip pass right side to Fort, to the right of the circle, fires a two-pointer. It's good by Nick Fort. Fort has 15, and the Titans are back in front, 39-38. 6.5 minutes to play. Chase Porter at the top left. Elliott County shooting 38% from the field. Collins 39%. Evans a three from the right of the circle. Back of the rim, no. And Fort with a rebound for Collins. Gives to McKnight. Dribbles it across the midcourt line, to the lane, to the bucket. Had a shot blocked. Retrieved there by Austin Porter. Now a huff ahead to Torben Spencer, and he dribbles out into the right corner. Still on the move with it, now having trouble with the handle. Cross-courts it on the left side to Fannin. Out to Chase Porter, top of the circle. Now to Evans, and now to Spencer. Deep three from the right. Doesn't go. Rebound. Fannin on the left baseline brings it back out of trouble. Gives it to Chase Porter. Porter in the foul circle. The one-hander is good. Porter big in the second half for Elliott County. He scored 14 points in the game, 11 in this half. 40-39, Elliott County by one. McKnight at the top right to Turner, down the left side of the lane, tries to dump it low to Cochran. He does so, and Cochran got hit, and he will be on the free throw line. The foul is against Austin Porter, his second. And the second on the team, so maybe he will not be on the free throw line. And he's got a cut on his elbow, and they'll have to get that treated before he can come in play again. 5:29 to go. I'm not sure if he was in the act of shooting or not. There was a scrum of bodies there in the lane. Meanwhile, for Elliott County, Austin Porter got hit by a Cochran's elbow because his mouth, I think, is cut a little bit. And so both players are being stitched up. What we need here is Dr. Ferdy Pacheco, the fight doctor. Who has the better cut, man? On the Collins bench, or is it the Elliott County? Meanwhile, Feltner's on the line, and he missed the free throw. Feltner, 96% on the year,
wow.
And he left that one way short. And he hit that one.
That one, second one looked a lot better.
He's got 4 points, and we are tied at 40. Yeah, Feltner was 27 of 28 on the year coming in.
Just one.
Wow. There's Chase Evans, or Chase Porter, rather, coming to the offensive end for Elliott County. Moves into the lane, hangs in the air, misses the short jumper, left side, and a foul against Collins. That'll go against Fort. That'll be his third foul.
See Coach Gaither yelling at his players again as Elliott County drives in the lane. They're not just going up and shooting. They're going up with a pump fake and trying to get Elliott County off their feet and, again, drawing fouls. Coach Gaither down here yelling at his players, why are you jumping?
Here is Porter on the line, and he hit the first. He's now 2 of 4 from the free throw line and has 15 points. Charlie Cochran is back in, replacing Marcellus Vail for Collins.
By the way, the answer to that question, why aren't you jumping, or why are you jumping, is if you don't jump, well, now why aren't you contesting?
Free throw on the way. Good by Porter. How about his play here in the second half for Elliott County? Got 16 points, 13 in the half. Here's a drive by McKnight. They catch him from behind, and Evans nearly saved it inbounds on the baseline, carried it over the line, and Collins will keep it, trailing by two, 42-40, with 5:10 to go.
Great offense, great defense that time. You can rarely say that. Collins pushed the tempo. Elliott County got back.
McKnight gets it into Turner in the right corner, out to Cochran at the top. Now to McKnight at the high left. Off to Feltner, fakes the three. Couple of dribbles, and now to McKnight in the foul circle to the free throw line. Into the left corner to Turner. Out to Fort, up top to Feltner, right side to McKnight. Looking to bounce it low to Cochran. Instead, out to Fort for a three. Back of the rim, it doesn't go. And Spencer has the rebound. Corbett behind the back dribble into the lane. Hangs in the air, put it up. Wow. He got it, and he's fouled. Fort fouled it.
Not sure how this one's going to wind up, but if Elliott County holds on, that's got to be our play of the game. Didn't think there was any way he was going to get that ball above his waist, much less up to the goal and in after the foul.
These two guards, Spencer and Porter, leading Elliott County here in the second half. And the lead now for the Lions is up to five with 4:40 to go. It's 45-40. Turner at the top of the circle to the right of the lane. Out to Fort, left side to McKnight. Open for 15 feet. He got it. His second field goal. He's got 4 points and a quick timeout, and they extend it to a full here with 4:29 to play in the game. A 45-42 lead for Elliott County. Let's try to find Carl Nathy with a report here from the sidelines.
All right, Elliott County, Austin Porter, the trainer tending to him. He's back in the huddle. He got that cut in the lip area. It looked like maybe inside the mouth was bleeding a little bit. They got some Ambisol or something on it. I think they've got it under control. It was a little quicker repair job for Charles Cochran of Collins. They taped up that elbow, gave it some wrap, stopped the bleeding pretty quickly. So anyway, I think both guys are going to be okay and able to go the rest of the way. Back to you, Doug.
Corbin Spencer has 7 points in this half for Elliott County, and is senior partner in the backcourt, Chase Porter, has scored 13, so those two have combined for 20 points here in the second half for Elliott County, and they trailed at the half by 3, 28-25, so they put together quite a run here in the second half for the Lions.
And all of it is, again, based off an offense predicated on penetration. Just one-on-one movement. I'm going to make you guard me by not just a man on me, but I'm going to make draw someone to me and even pitch out. Not necessarily a lot of inside interior passing, but out, and then we're going to go one-on-one again, and they're winding up at the free throw line quite a bit and making some interior shots.
And Elliott County's a pretty good free throw shooting team, 71%. There's some full court pressure now by Collins. Evans gets it in to Spencer. Turner trying to run him down. Spencer comes to the offensive end at the high left, just inside the hash. Now circles back out through the midcourt circle. Guarded by Turner still. Here's a drive now by Spencer right into the lane. Nice dish underneath, and a shot missed up inside there by Fannin. And the rebound pulled off by McKnight. So Collins can cut it to one with a two-pointer and can tie it with a three. Here's Cochran, a two-pointer straight on, just beyond the foul line. He nailed it.
Love the way Cochran comes off that little down screen, curls right towards the free throw line and knocks it down.
18 points for Cochran. He's got 10 rebounds. And all of a sudden, it's a one-point game. Elliott County the lead and the ball as we hit the 3:40 mark. Chase Porter with 13 of his 16 points here in the second half. He's got it now, dribbling out at the top right. Fort guarding him. Nick playing with four fouls. There's Porter. He probably knows that. Spins into the lane. Head and shoulder fake. Goes up and put it in over Fort, who could not challenge that much. So Porter with 18 and 15 in this half. 47-44. Elliott County by three. This is anybody's game. McKnight into the lane is tied up. And Spencer wanted the tie up, but instead, they say a foul, and that's his third. And only the third on the team. That could play a role here before this game's over.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I'm Elliott County, and I go one-on-one a lot, that I'm going after Fort. He's got four fouls. He's got 15 points. So he could be key for Collins down the stretch. I'm doing everything I can to get him out of this game with the last 3 minutes, 10 seconds left.
Austin Porter is back in now for Elliott County, and McKnight hit the first free throw and hits the second. He has 6 points, four in this half, and it's 47-46, and Porter lost the dribble. Trying to rescue him is Dickerson, who came back to help out, grabbed the ball, and got possession and quickly called a timeout. Elliott County with one timeout remaining, and Collins has three. Well, this is going to be some finish, 47-46.
It has been a sleeper of a tournament so far as the outcomes of games. So it's nice to have one that appears as though it's going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, you couldn't pick a winner right now.
No, not at all.
Elliott.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you.
40 years?
Yes.
You want to tell everyone not to call you up? You want to tell everyone what you did for the first time ever today?
I'll tell that story. I came over here. I was on an early morning Louisville radio show this morning.
With excuses.
And talking about the tournament. And I had taken my scorebook out and had left it, I thought, nearby where I would find it, but then I packed up everything else and left and came over here, and I was about an hour away from going on the air and then realized, you know what? I don't have my scorebook.
Which, as you and I talked before, we did the first game this morning, or this afternoon, you need. I mean, I've never seen so much information on two pieces of paper.
I've often wondered, could I? I could do it without.
No doubt that you could, but there's so much good information in here that you've prepped for.
Right.
That when we reach lulls in blowout games, you've got some backup information here that I couldn't possibly imagine. I mean, you even pulled Coach Watson's name out earlier. That was somewhat of a surprise.
Well, the point is, I went back over, thankfully stayed nearby, and was out with the maddening crowds there in the concourse.
We would have managed this afternoon.
Yeah, well, we would have managed. Bill, this tournament's been played a long time before I got here. And there's an inbounds play deflected out of bounds by Collins. 3:03 to go. Elliott County with the ball, leading by one. A little pressure now by the Titans in backcourt. Evans is passed, batted down by Turner. The ball loose on the deck. They scrum for it. It's a tie-up. 2:55 remaining. The arrow belongs to Collins. And that'll get us to a timeout. And when play does resume, Collins will have possession down one. 47-46. We'll step aside. This is the Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16 Network.
Basketball is always king in the Bluegrass, but especially in March. The Lexington Herald Leader and Kentucky.com's award-winning sports team will have everything you need to know this March, from high school to college basketball. We're your one stop for analysis, stats, photos, videos, and more. Stay connected this March with the Lexington Herald Leader and Kentucky.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you're not a subscriber, there's no better time to sign up. Call 1-800-999-8881 today.
I was playing in a charity basketball game on campus with our students. With 12 seconds left, I heard a pop.
Dave Armstrong, president of Thomas More College, doesn't sit on the sidelines, so he chose St. Elizabeth.
It was a lickety-split procedure. I was actually back to work that afternoon.
With customized treatment plans and innovative same-day outpatient knee replacement, St. Elizabeth keeps you on the go. Schedule your appointment today. StElizabeth.com/ortho.
All right, the Collins huddle, offensive strategy, the main theme. And as far as Elliott County just reminding the team to play smart on defense out of this out-of-bounds play. Let's go back to Doug.
47-46. It is Collins with the basketball. And they're down one. And here is McKnight ready to inbound. They line up along the right side of the lane, single file. The inbound came to Turner, and out at the top right now, Fort. A pass to Feltner on the right wing in front of the Titans bench. Now they work it around the perimeter left side to McKnight, out front to Fort. Now McKnight, left of the lane, out to Fort. Now Feltner, top right. They look in at Turner. He's trying to post up there along the right block. Fort on the angle left, out front to McKnight. 2.5 minutes to go. Elliott County leads it by one, 47-46. Right sideline to Feltner. Now to Turner. Now Fort on a drive, a bit of an alley. They cut him off. Out to Feltner. His three is off target. Rebound collected by Turner on the left wing. Back to Feltner. Fires a three from the left. No good. And Spencer high in the air. Rebounds for Elliott County. Comes to the offensive end with it. And the Lions, nursing that one-point lead, with 2 minutes to play. Chase Porter working high left. Out to Spencer at the top right. Spencer retreats out near midcourt, still on the dribble. McKnight after him. Spencer working at long range. Dribbles across court to the left. Gives to Dickerson. Now up front to Chase Porter. They double up on him. They float it a pass to Dickerson and now to Spencer. Penetrating left of the lane. Goes up in traffic. Put it in off the glass.
I was getting ready to say, I don't like this LA County offense right now. They look like they're trying to run clock and you want to look to score. Fortunately, they had the layup.
McKnight wheels in the lane, and he counters with a two on a drive. And it's still a one-point lead for Elliott County, 49-48. Dickerson driving on Cochran, right of the lane. Put it up. Cochran blocked the shot, and the rebound to Turner. Elliott County didn't need to be that aggressive there with the ball.
Maybe not that aggressive on that one.
Here's a drive by McKnight into the lane. Throws it up and in off the glass. McKnight has 10 points all of a sudden. And it's a 50-49 lead for Collins. Chase Porter dribbling for Elliott County. Down the lane he goes. Hit from behind. The ball knocked out of bounds. 57 seconds to play. And the foul against Dominic Turner of Collins.
That's that fine line that's so hard to coach in young players, even collegiate players, maybe even pros. But where you want them to be aggressive, but maybe not that aggressive. Let's run a little clock, guys, but let's not look to score.
Chase Porter on the free throw line for Elliott County, and the first is no good. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16 Network.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Second.
Hi, I'm Alice Creaky.
And we are tied at 50 with 50 seconds to play. Collins with the ball. And how will they play it? One shot, or will they try to get something going to the rim early so if they miss, they might have an opportunity for an offensive rebound? Here's McKnight with it at the top right. Out front to Fort, tied at 50. 30 seconds to play in the game. We've not had an overtime game yet here in this tournament. Fort dribbling out near midcourt. Dickerson after him. And a timeout called for by Coach Chris Gaither. With 21 seconds exactly remaining, they extended to a full timeout. We'll take a break and come back for the finish. 50 all, Elliott County and Collins on the Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16 Network.
Okay, lucky shirt, lucky socks, lucky seats, all set. Let's go, Cats! Some Cat fans believe in superstition and luck, but the winning teams at LG&E and KU believe in planning. Planning for tomorrow while providing safe, reliable energy you can count on today.
Wait, where's my lucky hat?
And that kind of forward thinking brings new ways to make your life easier, like outage texting, paperless billing, and custom bill notifications.
Sit right here. I saved you the seat.
Lucky me.
LG&E and KU. Our energies go to serving you.
Coach Matthew Mitchell here with an important message about organ donation. You can be a champion for life. When you renew your driver's license, say yes and become a registered organ donor. I'm
a
registered
organ donor.
Depending
on what you have left, I wanted to talk about the timeout.
Join the donor registry and save lives. Donate life, Kentucky.
Very importantly, in the huddles, Elliott County and Collins and each coach reminding their teams of the timeout situation. Elliott County has one timeout. Collins, very importantly, with possession of the ball, and they have two. So if they get in trouble as far as within the 5 seconds getting in inbounds, they want to remind them to call timeout there. You got one to play with. So it's going to be a strategy game down the stretch. Quite a ball game, and nice to see it. 50-50. Let's go back to Doug and Cameron.
The other thing is Elliott County could be aggressive. They've committed only three fouls. So they could be aggressive here defensively and not put Collins on the line for the one and bonus. And the other thing is Elliott County has the arrow. So if they tie up, they'll have the ball. Now let's see how this plays out. Fort will inbound on the left sideline. He looks, the player's cut off, still looks, and he gets it inbound to Cochran, and it's punched away by Chase Porter. He's got an alley to the bucket, and he lays it in. Collins right back the other way. Turner drives down the right sideline, takes it up, and can't score, and he's fouled with 8.5 seconds to go. The foul is going to go against Elliott County's Austin Porter. Boy, that was some sequence right there. What a play by Chase Porter. And then Collins quickly the other way in transition. And here is Dominic Turner on the line for two.
And needs them both.
Here's the first. He got it. Turner was big from the line in the regional final. He hit two free throws with 5 seconds left to pull out the victory over Anderson County in the 8th region. Now, can he hit this one? Sights it and shoots it. Looks good. It is. We are tied. Elliott County in possession. Evans gets it inbounds to Spencer. He checks the clock. Dribbles to the right of the lane. Takes it up. Contact. Whistle. Charge. Oh, Coach Greg Atkins just grabs his head with 3.7 seconds left.
I honestly think it was a good call. Again, don't have the angle, but I think what he's most frustrated about is both officials made the call down on the baseline and down on the wing, and they immediately looked at each other and said, who's going to make the call? And the one out on the wing took the initiative and called the charge.
Now, with 3.7 seconds left, there's been a timeout called for by Collins. It's a 30, and we'll stay right here with 3.7 seconds remaining.
Was that Cochran that drew the charge?
I think so.
I believe it was. You're talking about all the big plays he's had in this game and how important he's been. None more, which is kind of the moment of, because again, now you're putting your hands in the hands of the officials because it's going to be a 50-50 call at that point and you don't know if you're going to get it. But nonetheless, he stood right in there and drew that charge as it came down and got the call that he needed. Because you just kind of knew LA County, they weren't going to pull up a jump shot. LA County, they've been going to the rim all night.
Well, now let's see what Collins comes up with. 3.7 seconds left. That's time to advance it and get a shot. LA County's picking up full court. Fort to throw it in. He's looking down court. He gets it into McKnight. Here's the foot race, and there's the foul. This is what we were talking about. There's the foul. It's the fourth only on Elliott County, and Collins may not get a shot here.
Well,
here's another 30 seconds.
They've got plenty of time to get one, but they've got to run the right play, and they've got to get a good look, and that's what they're after, obviously.
Here's the 30-second timeout again. I guess what I'm saying is as soon as the ball is inbounded, they'll foul again.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, you're exactly right. You don't need that notebook.
That's the sixth foul against. They won't foul anymore because
that
would put them at the 1-1.
Yep.
So that's the last time they could do that. That was the sixth foul against Elliott County.
But 2 seconds effectively ran off the clock.
Right.
3.7, so now down to 1.7.
So now you need a pass and a shot.
And a shot, that's right. And again, so Collins is looking for the best shot. I mean, something coming towards the basket as opposed to, this isn't going to be a situation where we're going to throw in the backcourt, try to get it in, and then run the ball up. They don't have time to do that, so they got to get something coming towards the basket as much as possible.
Fort will throw it in from midcourt. He's standing about a yard behind the midcourt line. He's looking down court. He gets it in, and Turner takes a dribble, puts it up, and missed it off the backboard and the back rim, and we are headed to overtime at Rupp Arena. It's been a good one. Collins and Elliott County seesawing back and forth here in the fourth quarter. We'll go to overtime. 4 more minutes, 52 all, on the Kentucky Utilities 316 Network.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Oh, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is.
What can teenagers here in Kentucky learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Here at Rupp Arena, Doug Orme, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathy on the sidelines, and we are headed to overtime. Elliott County and Collins in this first round game, with the winner advancing to the quarterfinals tomorrow night at 6:30 Eastern Time against the winner of our second game tonight between Cooper and Meade County. So we'll have a jump ball with Chase Porter jumping against Charlie Cochran. Cochran with the size advantage. He scored 18 points and grabbed 10 rebounds tonight.
I was going to say, this seems fitting with Porter going against Cochran in the jump.
Porter has scored 21 for Elliott County, and the officials blow the ball dead after the toss, and I think they're going to re-jump it here.
Threw it too high for these youngsters.
Now we're ready to go again. Still 4 minutes, no time elapsed. And the tip is controlled by Collins. Fort hands it to McKnight. McKnight dribbles to the offensive end. Works off to the left. Now gives it to Fort. Coming from left to right. Spins back right to left. Banks it up in the lane. It doesn't go. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Fort. Shot blocked from behind. Cochran back up. He got it. And he was fouled.
Three times that time. Collins with offensive rebounds. Elliott was scrapping, but they could not come up with the ball. Cochran did. Puts it in and the foul.
Chris Porter, or rather Chase Porter, got the foul. And Cochran, with 20 points, will look for 21 at the line. He's got it. So it's a three-point lead for Collins, 55-52. Just underway. We're in overtime. 3:35 remaining. Chase Porter on the dribble for Elliott County at the high right. Dominic Turner guarding him. Here's a drive by Porter. Cochran picks him up. Now Turner comes over to harass him. Porter in front of his own bench on the left side. Goes baseline. Dribbled it out of bounds. But I think he might have gotten fouled. He did. Fouled by Turner. That'll be his third foul. Eighth team foul. So Porter will be on the line to shoot the one and bonus. He's made 4 out of 7 tonight. And he'll have the 1-1. The free throw is off the back of the rim and no good. And the rebound collected by Fort of Collins. Collins a three-point lead and possession of the ball. That's the big thing right now for them. McKnight at the top. High right to Cochran and now to Feltner on the right wing. Feltner puts down a one-bounce dribble. Turner comes out to take it out front. Off to McKnight on the angle left. Back to Fort down the right of the lane. Goes up with a one-hander. It doesn't go. Nice rebound put back by McKnight, but it wouldn't fall. And Spencer with the rebound. Got the ball caught on his hip. He lost it. And Collins comes up with the steal. 2:43 to play in overtime. Collins leading 55-52. And they have the ball again. Cochran at the top of the circle. High left to Fort. Fort to Feltner comes out front. Right side to Cochran on the angle. Cochran pitches it down the wing on the right side to McKnight. He goes back out front to Fort. Back on the right side to Cochran. 2:20 left in overtime. Off on the perimeter now. They swing it around the horn on the left side. And Spencer reaches in and commits a foul. Let's go to Carl Nathy.
All right, Doug. Third straight overtime game for Elliott County. They beat Boyd County in the semifinal of the Region 16 tournament, 73-69. And then another overtime game over West Carter, 77-71, to win the Region 16 tournament. So they're used to this overtime. Doesn't make it any easier, however.
Spencer committed his fifth foul, so he's out of the game. And McKnight on the line for Collins, shooting the 1-1. And he hit it. He's got 11 points. Scoring all of them here in this half. Free throw is good by McKnight. And all of a sudden, it's a five-point lead for Elliott County, 57-52, as we near the two-minute mark in overtime. Porter, a deep three from the top right. It's no good. And Fort collects the carom for Collins. Down the floor, it goes to Cochran. Cochran, left side of the lane. Hippity hop toward the bucket. Misses the layup. That could have been a dagger. He missed it, though, and Evans comes up with a loose ball for Elliott County.
No doubt what Cochran was thinking.
1:50 to go, 57-52. Elliott County trailing, and a shot missed by Porter from the left baseline. Now it's 3-on-1. McKnight to Turner, lays it up and in. Boy, it's been all Collins here in the overtime. 59-52, 7 straight points. Evans for Elliott County down the left of the lane, puts it in. And a foul, but I think they're going to say he was fouled on the floor.
But either way, that's five on Dickerson. So he's fouled out.
No, it's on
on Dickerson?
You know, it's on McKnight.
I'm sorry.
It's his first, number 20 for Collins, not for Dickerson. Here is Evans on the line. Hit the first. He'll get another one in the books now with 9 points. And they scored the basket. All right. I didn't realize. I didn't see the signal. Make it 59-55, Collins. So give Evans the basket as well. And now Collins just trying to eat the time away. 1:10 left in overtime. 59-55. And now Austin Porter reaches in and stops the clock by committing his fourth foul. So Evans, give him the bucket a moment ago, and he's got 11 points for the game. But now it's Turner on the line, who hit those two big free throws with 8.5 seconds left in regulation. And he hits this one. Still, both teams are in the 1-1. Each have committed 9 fouls. 60-55. Elliott County's been down before in regional play and come back to win. Dominic Turner hit the second, 61-55, two-possession game. Porter into the lane, off-balance shot from the left side, no good. Rebound Turner, gives it to McKnight. McKnight head up on the dribble, works to the offensive end, lobs it up off the glass to Cochran, grabs the rebound and put it in.
Not exactly sure that's what they had drawn up, but they'll take the 2 points.
Absolutely. 63-55, 45 seconds left. Evans into the lane. His runner is good. Evans, a chance to go back-to-back three-point plays. He's got 13 now and cuts the lead down to 6, 63-57. Elliott County hanging in there.
That's two back-to-back plays. We kind of think the game's now out of reach. They come down with a chance for a three-point play.
He missed it, though, and Cochran collects the rebound. Off to McKnight, and now Turner in backcourt. Two-hand over the head pass, up ahead to Feltner, front court on the left side, and he is fouled by Dickerson.
And Feltner's the one that's shooting around 95% from free throw, correct?
Right. Dickerson commits his fifth foul, so he's out of the game. Let's go down to Carl Mason.
Well, earlier this year, Collins had some overtime experience of their own that went very successfully. January 7th, they beat Grant County 59-51 overtime, came back on January 9th against South Oldham, and won 71-65. So they're 2-0 in OT, just like Elliott County coming into this situation. Looks like Collins getting the better of it right here.
63-57 with Feltner on the line. This will be two shots now. And the first is no good. Well, even 96% free throw shooters. I mean, they missed some of the time.
They had their night. That's true.
They missed some of the time. Feltner again. And he missed two.
Crazy.
And the rebound pulled off by Austin Porter. Gets it to Chase Porter. Comes across with a pass to Cole Whitley, who is back in for Elliott. Whitley has it at the top right to Evans. His three off the mark. Fannin with a rebound out to Chase Porter. He fires a three. It doesn't go. A rebound to Cochran. Protects the ball, holding it over his head. And he is fouled with 18 seconds to play. And Austin Porter, I think, has committed his fifth foul. So he fouls out with a point. And fouls out with 18.4 seconds left in overtime. So Elliott County has lost three players to fouls here in the overtime. The first was Spencer with 2:17 left. And checking in for Elliott County for the first time is Gary Fraley. Here's Cochran on the stripe for Collins. And he'll have a pair. Trying to lock this game up. And the first free throw is no good. Cochran has 23 points, 13 rebounds. Would he be our outstanding player if Collins holds on?
He would have my vote, absolutely.
All right. Free throw up and long. Rebounded by Evans. 17 seconds left. Evans across the timeline, shovels it out front to Chase Porter. He fires up a desperation three, and it's off target. Feltner rebounds to Turner, up ahead to Ford. He goes up and lays it in, and that'll lock this game up. Collins runs away in overtime, and the final score, Collins 65, and Elliott County 57. Heck of a game here, as Collins needed a couple of free throws with 8.5 seconds left by Dominic Turner to put the game into overtime, and then they simply blitzed Elliott County in the extra 4 minutes. They outscored the Lions 13-5 to improve to 24-12 on the air. Elliott County bows out 26-4. Our outstanding player is Charles Cochran, and once he gets through the handshake line, we'll get a brief word with him from Carl Nathy. Carl, we've got Charles right there. He had a terrific game, 23 points, 13 rebounds.
Charlie, this was a tough one. You had a couple of overtime games earlier in the year that you won back in January. Did that help your confidence tonight?
Yes, sir. I felt like our teammates were calm and collected in the tight pressure.
Now, Elliott County had two overtime games of their own at the end, so they were used to it as well, but you just seemed to dominate that overtime period.
Yes, sir.
What about the next round? Quarterfinals, you got to come right back tomorrow evening.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Quarterfinals next. What's up for that?
We're just going to come out here and try to get a win, hopefully make it to the Final Four and get a championship.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Collins. Charlie Cochran, 23 points, 13 rebounds, our player of the game. As they advance, the Collins Titans win over Elliott County. This is the Kentucky Utility Sweet 16 Network.
The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Shelby Christian Church, SJB Sports Legends, the UPS Store, Citizens Union Bank, Kentucky Spiral Hams LLC, Jamison Sales and Rental, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy.